Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to a series of interviews that we conducted at AT&T Park during Media Day. This one is with shortstop Brandon Crawford, and I just want to let you know that every single one of these interviews, except for the Jeff Samardzija one, is available in video form as well on our YouTube channel or over at TortureCast.com, so don't forget to check it out, along with others such as Mark Melanson, Bruce Bochy, Buster Posey, Hunter Pence, and a few others. Hope you enjoy.
I think I had been to 3 weddings like in 5 years, and then this offseason I went to 3. So yeah, it was a busy offseason for weddings. But obviously my sister's was awesome. I mean, having a family member in a wedding is always fun. So
where was that?
It was in Santa Barbara. So I mean, it was beautiful. They did a real good job. But then two weeks later, I went to Hunter's wedding up here, and that was a lot of fun. That was extravagant. They spent a lot of time on that, I'm sure, on planning that. And then the next week I went to Joe's out in New Jersey, I guess technically, and that was a lot of fun. Joe probably spent most of his money on that wedding, but they did a good job. That was awesome. It was fun to be there.
Is it nice to share those very moments with a guy that you are right there next to at second base or a teammate?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's fun to see those guys in the off season, for whether it's just hanging out or for even more so, I think, for to celebrate one of your teammates and be there for him for a special moment in his life.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again for your help.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
So for the WBC, is it a phone call? What happens? Take me through that.
Yeah, I originally got a text message asking if I was interested in doing it, and I had to think about it for a little bit because it was still November when I originally got that first text message. So, and I know from guys in the past, it's ramping up baseball quick. Playing 9 innings right away, so I had to think about it a little bit and make sure I could get my body ready and my arm ready and everything ready to be able to play 9 innings right away. And I think the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to do it, and I thought it would be a good thing as long as I feel good going into it to be able to represent your country and play in something that could be a once in a lifetime opportunity. So. I thought it would be a lot of fun, and I agreed to do it in a phone call. I got a phone call later. I guess they were waiting for my answer, so I got a phone call from Joe Torre, and I told him I would do it. And I went in telling him, like, hey, if my body doesn't feel right, if I don't think I can do it, I just want to let you know I'm going to turn it down if I don't feel good going into it. But fortunately, I feel good, I feel ready to go, and I think it'll be a fun experience.
I may have to console Hunter. It sounded like he wanted to be asked.
Did he?
Yeah. That's too bad. So how was the training in the offseason different because you did have to get your body ready for 9 innings quicker than normal?
It actually wasn't a lot different. I mean, I trained like I usually do, and just a few more maybe conditioning type stuff, but I mean, I don't really think it was a whole lot different.
When was that call from Joe and Torre?
Early December, I think. Cold? Yeah.
Chilly. Captain America.
How's it going?
Good to see you.
You too.
Sorry, mid-tweet.
Political questions, please.
You're putting me on the spot. I have lots of questions.
You were going to go political, and now you have to ask a baseball question?
No. Believe me, I wasn't going to do that. Henry
Miller.
Not in front of the group. You can go one-on-one.
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
I asked Buster this, too. I mean, when spring training starts, we have this day with you guys. Some years we've talked about, you guys are coming off winning the World Series, and how are you going to get hungry again? Other years you miss the playoffs, and what do you need to do to sort of flip the script? And this is like the first time you guys actually were knocked out in the postseason. Did it change just the way you either I know you didn't watch the games the rest of the way, but did it change your thinking?
I didn't want to watch the games. I may have caught, a little bit of it, but
Game 7 bullets. But did it change your mentality or your motivation, or just the way you guys it ended last year?
No. I mean, it might have taken a few extra days to kind of wipe it off and try to forget about it, but I don't think it. I mean, what happened happened. There's nothing we can do about it. And you just kind of, just like any game, you just kind of wipe it off. And even though it ended our season, you wipe it off and get ready for the next one. The next one just happens to be the next year. That's all.
Had you signaled to or talked to anybody with the league office that you had wanted to be selected to the thing? They just called you and said, "We'd like you to play."
Yeah, I think I got a text message first asking if I'd be interested in it, and told them to give me a couple weeks to think about it. And a couple weeks later, I got a call asking if I wanted to do it, and I had thought about it, and I thought it would be a good experience.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.